We're talking to Brian Foley right now from collegebaseball.com. Got a lot of questions to ask him regarding the upcoming postseason in college baseball. It's heating up, and South Carolina, as usual, is back in the mix when it comes to powerhouses in their respective conferences. Brian, how you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Doing very well. How's the weather up there in Boston?
Yeah, it was a little crazy. We had a couple tornadoes 2 days ago. So
yeah, amazing, right? I mean, it's all over the country, but you don't expect to hear about it up there in Mass.
Yeah, one hit about 5 miles from my house. So
wow, well, duck and cover, man, duck and cover. But, you know, this is coming in to a blockbuster postseason, especially for schools coming out of this state. Baseball's huge in South Carolina. Obviously, the defending national champions, South Carolina, the Gamecocks, Clemson, and Coastal Carolina all going into the postseason. What can we expect from these teams in this postseason?
You know, South Carolina's got one goal and one goal only, is to win the national championship. Year in, year out, you know, after last year's big run, their goal is always to win the national championship. Clemson has that goal also, but, you know, last time the ACC won national championship was 1955. So,
wow.
You know, it's been a long time since anyone from the ACC dogpiled in Omaha. So, and Coastal, you know, Coastal's down this year, you know, honestly. You know, they blew through the Big South Conference, but this is not the same Coastal team that, you know, plays South Carolina in the Super Regionals. So I still think Clemson and South Carolina are going to be able to get through their regionals, but after that it's going to get interesting because they face off against each other in the Super Regional round, those two regionals.
Well, Brian, let me ask you, give me some dark horses this postseason. Who can make a deep run in Omaha?
A team that you got to watch for who's in Clemson's actual regional is UConn. UConn's got one of the best pitchers in the country, Matt Barnes, who I've seen pitch probably about 10 times over the last couple of years. That kid is probably one of the top four arms in the country. From what I've seen, I've seen Gerrit Cole pitch, I've seen Bauer pitch at UCLA. And I think Barnes is right up there in that conversation. He could possibly cause some issues in that regional with Clemson, possibly knocking out Coastal, causing issues. So that's one team I would say, you know, Stetson, who's in South Carolina's regional, has been playing bad baseball for the last couple of weeks. You know, they were going to be hosting. If you asked me 3 weeks ago, I thought Stetson would be hosting a regional. Now they're at number two seed, and I think NC State's actually probably the better team in that regional besides South Carolina. I've seen NC State. Corey Mazzoni was touching 96, 97 last time I saw him pitch, and that kid can be an absolute stud. And if he pitches against South Carolina, I wouldn't be surprised if NC State actually went to the regional final, had South Carolina come through the loser's bracket because of him.
Brian Foley, CollegeBaseballDaily.com. I got to ask you, because you're talking about pitchers, South Carolina has some big arms, and the starting rotation, obviously, Matt Roth, just named to the Golden Spike as a semifinalist, Forrest Kumis, Colby Holmes, and Matt Price is the closer. Can he seal the deal? Do they have enough?
They have enough, but, like, I've questioned all year whether or not, you know, South Carolina is a great team. They keep winning games, but the talent is not as good as Vanderbilt and Florida, in my opinion, you know, looking at them. But even though South Carolina beat them on the field. So, you know, you got to look at it like they're getting it done on the field. That's it that matters. So, you know, Michael Voss has been unbelievable on Friday nights. Last year being a bullpen guy most of the season, then mm-hmm. End of the season came out and made a couple good starts in Omaha. So they can get it done. It's just that I'm looking at them on paper and, like, these guys don't scare me, but they keep winning games.
Right, so. Yeah. They've had an incredible regular season and kind of a lackluster performance in the SEC tournament, you know, only winning one of three. But, you know, South Carolina has beaten the likes of Vanderbilt and has beaten the likes of Florida. I don't know if that gives them a distinct advantage having to play them in the SEC during the regular season and having success in them, because when you get to the postseason, it's a totally different story. That being said, let's switch gears to Clemson and talk really quickly about Brad Miller and their offense. Clemson's offense is really what let them down last year when they got deep, and especially facing South Carolina last year. Brad Miller, ACC Player of the Year, batting .419 on the season. Is their offense improved enough to where they can make a deep threat?
Their offense is fine. Their offense is an issue. It's the pitching staff. Their pitching is still not up to the caliber of, like, South Carolina right now. You know, they got a ton of injuries on the pitching staff. Kevin Brady, I believe, pitched last weekend for the first time in a couple weeks. So their pitching's still not that elite level. I think that's what's going to actually hurt them. And Miller's actually improved this year on defense. You know, last year, my staff was saying we were calling Brad Miller E6 because all he did was make outs. Every time he was out there, he made like 30 outs last year. This year he's only got 10, but he's, you know, he hasn't been playing. He started playing the field about 2 months ago. So, you know, he was out for a couple weeks there. So Brad Miller is still one of the elite bats in the lineup. But Hinson, John Hinson, is going to be the key for them, I think. You know, he's, you know, batting 320 actually, with seven homers. Him and Richie Schaefer are the two key bats in that lineup. And Miller just moves runners along and runs the base as well. So,
yeah, you know, when you talk about baseball at large, you always have these guys that are powerhouses in the Midwest and also on the West Coast. Can you tell me who are the big guys and the big guns, the big schools this season from the Midwest and the West Coast, respectively?
West Coast, I would say it's definitely UCLA. You know, UCLA's pitching can absolutely blow anybody in the country out of the water with Gavin Cole and Trevor Bauer. Those two guys are the elite arms in the country. You know, Oregon State got swept this last weekend by Oregon, which was a terrible sweep. No one saw that coming. So I don't think Oregon's for real, actually. So I think, you know, they'll end up losing the regional or super regionals. I'm trying to think of Arizona State. That's another team. Arizona State, you know, they can hit with anybody in the country. They, you know, Johnny Rudiger, Rudy's nephew, is an unbelievable player. You know, I think he won the Cape Cod League batting title, so he's one guy to watch from Arizona State. Texas with Taylor Youngman. Anytime he gets on the mound, kid hasn't lost a game in over a year. So.
But, you know, you struck a nerve with me right there when you say Texas, because I'm a huge Augie Garrido fan. I don't know if you've seen any of the rants that guy, but they are instant classics.
I actually own the DVD there.
So you talk about a motivational speaker, man. I mean, this is the kind of guy that could get the lockout in the NFL squared away in a quick hot minute, man.
That is one of the best DVDs I've watched. If you watch that uncensored, that guy is just absolutely classic. You know, that's a great DVD. Augie's a great guy. You know, Augie loves to bunt, so it's kind of going to be frustrating if teams can't play any defense on him. So keep bunting on him.
Oh,
like
man.
The George Hortons of the world. I'm trying to think of other teams that could cause issues. Texas A&M, you know, they lost their number one guy. So their pitching is going to be, I think, questionable for the next couple of rounds. And TCU is not as good as – I don't think they should be hosting, actually, TCU. So Matt Perk, still not back to being Matt Perk. Basically, he's not throwing 95 miles an hour. He's throwing like 88, 89. Stuff's not as electric this year.
Brian Foley, collegebaseballdaily.com. Great website. Really quickly, though, last question. Jackie Bradley Jr. for South Carolina. Do you see him coming back, and should he?
Should he come back? Yeah, that's an interesting one because I think he'll be back if they make it to Omaha, but there's no reason to risk his draft stock. Not his draft stock, but
right.
His future on playing college baseball. I say that about anybody. You know, I'm also one of the guys that say, out of high school, if a team offers you $1 million, take the money. Because
right.
You never know what could happen in, you know, minor league, in the college game, actually. You know, you never know what could happen because you get injured and your career's over. So I don't think you should risk an injury, you know, in Omaha and then be out for a whole year in the minor league.
Right. Brian Foley, collegebaseballdaily.com. Great website. You got to check it out. And Brian, we got to pin you down. We got to get you. We got to get you pegged right now to talk to us later on as we get deeper into Omaha and as South Carolina and Clemson and Coastal respectively advance. So we appreciate the time, Brian. Thank you very much.
No problem. I'll be on anytime you guys want me.